Week 2, Tuesday, Lords. Dear God, please come to my aid. Master, please hurry to help me. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Begin again, the call comes from the sky when light returns, as if another day will not see one more failure. Find a way to climb back to the road, another try at seeking Archimedes' footing high above to move the world. What can I say to folly vast as this? How can it pay to sweat and swink for nothing till I die? Do you suppose he asked this at his fall, when soldiers whipped him to his feet again? What did it profit him to toss his life aside like that? His journey is the knife that cuts the fat that makes us think like men. His failure saved us humans, that is all. We owe you our praise, dear God, in Zion. Psalm 65. We owe you our praise, dear God, in Zion, and so we will fulfill our vows to you. Everything material will come to you who listen to people's prayers. Though sin won the battle against me, and I broke the law, you will wipe it away. It is such a blessing to be chosen by you, and called to approach you, to make a home within your courts. We will find contentment with the goodness of your house, of your holy temple. You answer our prayers with awesome deeds of virtue, God of our rescue, confidence of all the ends of the earth and of the far-off oceans, the one who sets the mountains down in your strength and is dressed in power, the one who quiets the roaring of the seas, the clamor of their waves, and the thundering of the peoples. Men from the earth's far regions are struck with fear at your miracles. You fill the lands at the dawn and sunset with your joy. You come to tend the earth and water it and fill it with your riches. God's river in heaven brims over with water to provide the ground with rain, because this is how you have planned it. You give its hillsides plentiful rain and drench their furrows. You soften them with showers and bless their growth. You crown the year with your goodness, and fruitfulness flows behind your steps. It patters down upon the fields out in the wilderness, and gives pleasure to the little hills. The pastures dress themselves in flocks, and the valleys deck themselves out in grain, and shout for joy. Yes, they sing. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. We owe you our praise, dear God, in Zion. Master, please keep us safe every day of our lives. Song, Isaiah 38:10-20. At one time I said, now at my life's noon I must leave. I will be closed behind the gates that lead beneath the earth for the rest of my existence. I said, I will not see Yahweh any longer in the land of the living. I will no longer look upon my fellow men who still have their homes in the world. My home, like a shepherd's tent, has been taken down and carried away. You have folded up my life the way a weaver does after he has cut the last thread. Day and night you abandon me to torment, and I cry out my pain until the dawn. As if you were a lion, you are cracking my bones, handing me over to torment, day and night. And I shriek the sounds that swallows make, and moan like a dove, with my eyes grown weak from looking up to heaven. Yahweh, I am in such pain. Please stand beside me. What should I say? How can I tell him? He is the one who has done it. I am to go on for years on end, no matter how much anguish there is in my soul. Yes, but those who live are the ones Yahweh protects. And you have given me back health and life. And so my bitterness is transformed into peace. You have kept my life from the abyss of destruction when you threw all my sins behind your back. No thanks to you comes from beneath the ground. Death produces no praises for you, and those who are falling into the abyss expect no kindness from you. It is the living who thank you, as I do today. Fathers tell their sons, my God, of your loyalty. Yahweh is the one to rescue us, and we will sing of it with harps to accompany us in Yahweh's house every day of our lives. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Master, please keep us safe every day of our lives. I will sing to you, Master, and learn the way of perfection from you. Psalm 101. I will sing of mercy and virtue. I will sing of your praises, Yahweh. I will walk wisely along the path of perfection. And so when will you come to me? Even in the privacy of my house, my conscience will be clear, and I will have nothing evil to tempt my eyes. I hate what crooked people do, and will not let it rub off on me. Perverse hearts will have to keep their distance, because I will have nothing to do with immorality. I will bring ruin on those who slander their neighbors behind their backs. I cannot stand supercilious looks and arrogant hearts. No, my eyes will be on the faithful in the land, and they will live in my company. Those who walk along the path of perfection will be in my retinue. Cheats will find no place inside my house, and liars will not stay long in my presence. From the first moment I will destroy the evil people in my land, so that I can keep corruption out of Yahweh's city. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. I will sing to you, Master, and learn the way of perfection from you. Reading, Isaiah 55:1. Here, all of you who are thirsty, come to the water. Those of you who have no money, come and buy and eat what you want. Yes, come buy wine and milk without money, without paying any price. Master, please listen to my cry. I put complete trust in your promise. Master, please listen to my cry. I put complete trust in your promise. Dawn finds me outside calling to you. I put complete trust in your promise. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Master, please listen to my cry. I put complete trust in your promise. Master, please save us from the clutches of everyone who hates us. The Benedictus. Praises to the God of Israel, because he has turned his eyes toward his people and set them free, and to rescue us has fashioned for our head a horn in the house of his servant David, just as he promised through the mouths of his holy prophets in olden times, bringing rescue from our enemies and escape from the hands of everyone who hates us. A work of kindness to our fathers, recalling his sacred treaty, the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to grant us freedom from the clutches of our enemies, to worship him without fear in holiness and virtue every day of our lives. And you, my child, will be called the prophet of God supreme. You will precede his coming to prepare the roads for the Master, to make his people aware of their liberation as their sins are removed from them, because of the tender kindness of our God, by the new dawn from heaven that will rise on us to shine on those who live in darkness and the shadow of death, and to place our feet upon the path of peace. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Master, please save us from the clutches of everyone who hates us. Let us pray to the God who gives us the happiness of praising him this morning and who strengthens our hope. Master, please listen to us for the glory of your name. We thank you, God and Father of our Savior Jesus, for the knowledge and immortality you have given us through him. Master, please listen to us for the glory of your name. Please make our hearts humble and help us to serve each other out of reverence for our Prince. Master, please listen to us for the glory of your name. Please pour your spirit on your slaves and make us sincere in our love for each other. Master, please listen to us for the glory of your name. You instructed man to work and exercise authority over the earth. May our work give you honor and sanctify our brothers and sisters. Master, please listen to us for the glory of your name. Master, please bestow on me the special favor I ask you today. Master, please listen to us for the glory of your name. Our Father in heaven, may your name be held in reverence. Please come to us and rule over us and have your way on earth just as you do in heaven. Please give us today the bread we need for the day, and forgive the debts we owe you, insofar as we forgive the debts others owe us. And please do not lead us into trouble. Keep us from harm. Amen. Please, Master, increase in us the faith you have given us, and bring to a harvest fitting for heaven the praise we offer you at the beginning of this new day. We make this request through our Master Prince Jesus, your Son, who is alive and reigning with you in the Holy Spirit as one God through all the ages of ages. Amen. May the Master send his blessings on us, keep us from any harm, and bring us to eternal life. Amen.